species, but of most of the forms that are at all closely related to it. Sometimes, indeed, as in the case of the extinct giants of South America, they vanished without any considerable rivals, victims of pestilence, famine, or, it may be, of that cumulative inefficiency that comes of a too undisputed life. So that the analogy of geology, at any rate, is against this too acceptable view of man's certain tenure of the earth for the next few million years or so. And, after all, even now, man is by no means such a master of the kingdoms of life as he is apt to imagine. The sea, that mysterious nursery of living things, is for all practical purposes beyond his control. The low water mark is his limit. Beyond that, he may do a little with seine and dredge, murder a few million herrings a year as they come into spawn, butcher his fellow air breather, the whale, or haul now and then an unlucky king crab or strange sea urchin out of the deep water, in the name of science. But the life of